a short sketch of the life and teachings of Lord Chaitanya, part 14. So after some time, Lord Chaitanya again started on his tour towards northern India, and Mahaprabhu decided to visit Vrindavan and its neighboring places. Lord Chaitanya passed through the jungles of Jharkhand or Madhya Bharat, and all the wild animals also joined Mahaprabhu's Sankirtan movement. The wild tigers, elephants, bears, and deer all together accompanied Lord Chaitanya, and Mahaprabhu accompanied them in Sankirtan. So by this, Lord Chaitanya proved that by the propagation of the Sankirtan movement, or the congregational chanting and glorifying of the name of the Lord, even the wild animals can live in peace and friendship. And what to speak of men who are supposed to be civilized? No man in the world will refuse to join the Sankirtan movement, nor is Lord Chaitanya's Sankirtan movement restricted to any caste, creed, color, or species. Here is direct evidence of Lord Chaitanya's great mission, for Lord Chaitanya allowed even the wild animals to partake in his great movement. And on his way back from Vrindavan, Lord Chaitanya first came to Prayag, where Mahaprabhu met Rupa Goswami along with his younger brother Anupama. Then Lord Chaitanya came down to Benares. For 2 months, Lord Chaitanya instructed Sri Sanatan Goswami in the transcendental science. The instruction to Sanatan Goswami is in itself a long narration, and a full presentation of the instruction will not be possible here. The main ideas are given as follows. Sanatan Goswami, formerly known as Sakara Malik, was in the cabinet service of the Bengal government under the regime of Nawab Hussain Shah. Sanatan decided to join with Lord Chaitanya and thus retired from the service. So on his way back from Vrindavan, when Lord Chaitanya reached Varanasi, Mahaprabhu became the guest of Sri Tapana Mishra and Chandrasekhara, and assisted by a Maharashtrian Brahmana. At that time, Varanasi was headed by a great sannyasi of the Mayavad school named Sripad Prakashananda Sarasvati. When Lord Chaitanya was at Varanasi, the people in general became more attracted to Chaitanya Mahaprabhu on account of his mass Sankirtan movement. Wherever Lord Chaitanya visited, especially the Vishwanath temple, thousands of pilgrims would follow Sriman Mahaprabhu. Some were attracted by Lord Chaitanya's bodily features, and others were attracted by Mahaprabhu's melodious songs glorifying Krishna. The Mayavadi sannyasis designate themselves as Narayana, and Varanasi is still overflooded with many Mayavadi sannyasis. Some people who saw Lord Chaitanya in his Sankirtan party considered Mahaprabhu to be actually Narayana himself, and this report reached the camp of the great sannyasi Prakashananda. In India, there is always a kind of spiritual rivalry between the Mayavad and Bhagavat schools. And thus, when the news of Lord Chaitanya reached Prakashananda, he knew that Lord Chaitanya was a Vaishnava sannyasi, and therefore, Prakashananda minimized the value of Mahaprabhu before those who brought Prakashananda the news. Prakashananda deprecated the activities of Lord Chaitanya because of Mahaprabhu's preaching the Sankirtan movement, which was, in the opinion of Prakashananda, nothing but a religious sentiment. Prakashananda was a profound student of the Vedanta, and Prakashananda advised his followers to give attention to the Vedanta and not to indulge in Sankirtan. One devotee Brahmana, who became a devotee of Lord Chaitanya, did not like the criticism of Prakashananda, and so he went to Mahaprabhu expressing his regrets. The Brahmana told Lord Chaitanya that when he uttered Lord Chaitanya's name before the sannyasi Prakashananda, Prakashananda strongly criticized Lord Chaitanya, although the Brahmana heard Prakashananda uttering several times the name Chaitanya. So this Brahman was astonished to see that the sannyasi Prakashananda could not vibrate the sound Krishna even once, although Prakashananda uttered the name Chaitanya several times. Lord Chaitanya smilingly explained to the devotee Brahmana why the Mayavadis cannot utter the holy name of Krishna. The Mayavadis are offenders at the lotus feet of Krishna, although they always utter the words Brahma, Atma, or Chaitanya, etc. And because they are offenders at the lotus feet of Krishna, they are actually unable to utter the holy name of Krishna. For the name Krishna and the personality Krishna are identical. There is no difference in the absolute realm between the name, form, or person of the absolute truth, because in the absolute realm, everything is transcendental bliss. And so there is no difference between the body and the soul for the personality of Godhead Krishna. And thus, Krishna is different from the living entity who is always different from his or her outward body. And because of Krishna's transcendental position, it is thus very difficult for a layman to actually know the personality of Krishna, his holy name and fame, etc. Krishna's name, fame, form, and pastimes are all one and the same transcendental identity, and they are not knowable by the exercise of the material senses. And the transcendental relationship of the pastimes of the Lord is the source of still more bliss which one can possibly experience by realization of Brahman or by becoming one with the Supreme. Had it not been so, then those who are already situated in the transcendental bliss of Brahman would not have been attracted by the transcendental bliss of the pastimes of the Lord. After this, a great meeting was arranged by the devotees of Lord Chaitanya, in which all the sannyasis were invited, including Lord Chaitanya and Prakashananda Saraswati. And in this meeting, both of the scholars, namely Lord Chaitanya and Prakashananda, had a long discourse on the spiritual values of the Sankirtan movement. A summary is given in the next part. Recorded December 8, 2022 by Nirantara Dasa. All glories to the ISKCON founder Acharya, A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami, Srila Prabhupada. Om Tat Sat.